Hello, this is Pastor Mike Rogers, and we are traveling right now. I'm staying at a beautiful bed and breakfast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But there's been a situation that's come up, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to bring in a man of God that has been used greatly. Brother Chad Conley, thank you and your group, Faith Wins. You have been relentless and tireless in how you have been going after God's people. Get registered to vote, and I'm telling you, I love it. So I thought, let's get this done, and we need to hear your challenge again. I'm not suited up, but I'm glad you're here. It's good to have you here. So, you know, if I could just, you take it, and by God's grace, do with it what you want, but there's two things that just come on my heart. Is number one, with what has happened recently with churches, and of course we're thinking especially with Brother Jack Trevor's church, and you look at these other places that are democratically controlled, and they do not have a love for the gospel or God's people. What do we do? And then you take it to that on how you have challenged God's people. Hey, we've got to vote. So, brother, take it. What do you see?
Well, first, Brother Mike, I love you, and I appreciate you. I love and respect everything you're doing, and I'm proud to be in the trenches with you, man. If God's people don't rise up now, when will they? You know, who'd have thunk? I spoke to a bunch of pastors yesterday in South Carolina, and I'm actually in the middle of an 11-state swing in like a 24-day period. I leave for Virginia tomorrow morning, fly to Pennsylvania, do two meetings there. Then I fly to your state. I think we have five meetings in California, Sunday, Monday, and early Tuesday. I fly to Arizona after that. But in the past 3 weeks, I've been in Florida, Virginia, Georgia, North Carolina, Ohio, Michigan. I may be missing one too. But listen, the message is simple. It's time for God's people to reemerge. The church is the only counter to this nonsense culture. You know, normal tax-paying, God-fearing, flag-waving, patriotic Americans know that you don't protest by looting and burning. And of course, we're looking at a time right now where the media seems to be all in on crashing the economy, doing their best to keep it down. We're looking at progressive blue state governors who are doing their best to keep the economy locked down, even though, frankly, the numbers don't show that. Yes, we have a virus. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it's dangerous. But these lockdowns are not justified by the numbers we're seeing, Mike. And I don't know, between Brother Treber's church, our buddy Pastor Rob McCoy down in Thousand Oaks, John MacArthur's church, look what he's put up with. We know Pastor Stacy Shiflett. I spoke to Stacy this morning in Maryland, who tore up a cease and desist order in his state. I was in Michigan, learned this story. That governor went so far to specifically say, churches can't gather and sing. That's dangerous. But in the same statement, said that gay nightclubs were still essential and would not shut them down. And so when people, common sense Americans, see the disparity in the recommendations and the restrictions, and they start realizing this really, as mad as we get in the flesh, Mike, this is about attacks on him and not on us. This is an anti-God, anti-American effort. Yes, these people hate capitalism. They hate America. They hate freedom. I tell people that think that, and just look at the line trying to get here. You know, it's not like it's a long line trying to break into Cuba, North Korea, and Russia, trying to enjoy the freedoms. We got a line of people wanting to come here. And listen, our call at Faith Wins as a 501c3, we wrote this in our IRS letter, Mike, is we are committed to maximizing Christian influence in the public arena by introducing pastor leaders, faith leaders, pastors specifically, to political thought leaders, candidates, and elected officials, so that the Christian vote and voice is maximized. And so our entire effort is not just get out the vote, but do registration. Please do a voter registration. And the only way you fight this stuff is to go vote your biblical values, Mike. That's what's got to happen. And so everything we're doing at Faith Wins is directed toward, let's run a nonpartisan voter registration drive. We believe that if we maximize it, we probably pick two Sundays. We're picking the last two in September. We've provided materials. I can tell you more about that, obviously. I talked about it on Governor Huckabee's show last weekend. We've made it easy for pastors. And I think for somebody sitting in the pews, if you're sitting in a church right now where the pastor leader won't at least do a nonpartisan church voter registration and talk about these issues, you might be sitting in the wrong church, Mike.
I hear you. I understand that completely. You know, and now you mentioned all these churches, and it's not going to stop here, and they're going to keep hammering away. Satan hates the gospel.
Amen.
And he hates God's people. And if this doesn't wake us up, by the way, I've got to tell you this, Lord willing, in the middle of October, we have a citywide revival coming with several churches in Sacramento. And our prayer is that this is really going to fire people up, say, you know what? We've got to get involved with this. We've got to support it. We've got to pray for it. What a place and what a time to be preaching God's word.
Hey, look, man, we believe Romans 8:28 is true. We believe God is doing something. He's on the throne. He's in control. He knows exactly what's going on. His plan is not falling apart. It's falling into place. The hard part for us is we want to be that guy. You know, call me. I want to stand in the gap. I'm here. He doesn't require any ability but availability. And so we're looking for the pastors. And I talked to a church secretary today that said, Chad, our church watched you on Huckabee, and we love what you're saying. Can you help me out? We want to run voter registration, and I walked her through it. And we just tried to make it easy because I do believe the greatest connection, and we're not going to go riot and burn and loot a Target store for 65-inch television sets. Our best answer is to go vote biblical values. And, you know, Mike, you and I have been together when I talk about Jesus ain't running. In the South Carolina vernacular. So we're always choosing the lesser of two evils. There are no perfect parties, no perfect candidates. We find the one that most closely aligns. So we always talk about issues. I've said this since I was chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party. Don't vote party, don't vote person, and don't vote personality or polls, but always vote principles and policies. And those are pretty easy. Let's face it, a lot of the left and the media's effort has been to discourage the church and the pastor. You know, they go, oh, pastor, you shouldn't be involved in politics. It's dirty business. And to me, the salt and light verses in Matthew 5 don't have a comma. Oh, don't get in politics. That's exactly where we ought to be salt and light. And so we just want to make it easy. We create a little system. Somebody can text one number, the number is 76076, and a word, you got to put, it's actually two words, but the way the system works, it's my voice. So your Apple or your text will try to put a space. You eliminate the space, text 76076, my voice. So you get two things. You get an automatic, easy, here's how to register in all 50 states. The second thing is a pastor's toolkit, where we take away every excuse, Mike. We provide all the information they need, the state-by-state information. They just select the state they're in. The forms are there. The instructions are there. And we all know who that lady or that guy is in the church who's throwing stuff at TV at night. This is awful. What are we going to do? That's the person I'd pick to man my table. But now's the time for the church to rise. I do believe God's working this out for his glory, for his good. I got to believe he's left us here to claim a remnant. I just got to believe it. You know, I've told my story in your organization, and I had a wife that committed suicide, left me a single dad. I've been remarried now. I got three girls out of the deal because my wife had two little girls, and she was widowed by suicide as well. And man, if nothing else, it showed me God's not done with me, and therefore he's not done with you. He's not done with your church. And he expects us to stand in the gap and make the difference and stand up right now for such a time as this. And it's like you said in the prayer a little bit ago, man, I'm honored. I'm honored that God lets me be here in these times. And I bet every generation thought, man, this is it. You know, this is it. This is awful. You know, I bet if we were living in World War II or the Depression or seeing what the Nazis, the Nationalist Socialist Party, by the way, I know that today socialists don't like to identify with the Nazis, but there it is. The National Socialist Party in Germany did to 11 million people. I just reread a book recently. How do you kill 11 million people, Mike? How do you kill 11 million people? How do you say to fathers and leaders, hey, we're just going to put you in this little area because we want you to be safe. And we're going to build a wall around it because the tanks are coming in and we just want you to be safe, dad. And we're going to take you someplace else to be safe. And by the way, put this little gold star on because we want to be able to identify you to keep you safe. And hey, we got a train ride coming for you and it'll be miserable for a couple of days, but we're going to take you someplace safer. And you know, the point of his book was, how do you kill 11 million people? You lie to them. And so our society's been lied to. Our history's been taken away. The greatness of American exceptionalism has been disparaged, frankly, by a lot of people in the media, certainly those on the left that won't even denounce looting and burning and pillaging and riots that are nowhere near peaceful. We've got to reemerge. The church is the only counter to this nonsense. And if the Barna Group's numbers are even close, about 80, 82 million sitting in church on a typical pre-China flu time and only 30 million vote, then we got to go find some of those 40 to 50 million and make sure they vote biblical values this time.
Well, brother, I appreciate your time in a big way. And you know something? You are absolutely right. One of the things that's astounding to me, and honestly, we haven't been in school to hear it, but you get to wondering,
yep,
what is it that young people have been taught? Because they don't know, you know, the situations on how millions of people were killed in World War II and the communists and what they did to their own people.
Yeah.
And yet today we've got young people going, yeah, you know what, I think I'll go for some socialism. So, oh my soul, the blindness is incredible. But listen, you're a busy man. I appreciate you coming and talking to us in a big way. And would you please, you know, just remember praying for us. I'm so glad you're going to be back in California. I wish I could see you. But, you know, as these battles have shaped up for local churches, we're going to be busy in the, yep, Sacramento area as well. And, you know, remember growing up in Sunday school, we'd sing that Dare to Be a Daniel, you know, and other songs like that. Well, you know, guess what?
Guess what?
You know, here we are.
Love you, bro. God bless you, man.
Hey, you too. Lord bless you. And we'll be talking to you again soon.
See you, Mike.
Bye-bye.